The creator of the popular manga franchise Dragon Ball has died. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this appreciation of the 68-year-old artist and filmmaker Akira Toriyama.
Growing up in Japan, Akira Toriyama watched Bruce Lee martial arts movies and anime cartoons, and he drew a lot of manga comics. He became one of the most influential artists in these genres, bringing these storytelling styles to a global audience, first in the 1980s with his series Dr. Slump, about a little girl who is a robot and the scientist who invented her. The animated version of Dr. Slump was a hit on Fuji TV and spawned novels, video games, and movies. They included what would become Toriyama's signature images and comedic themes: robots, spacecrafts, Star Wars-like space battles. But it was Toriyama's series Dragon Ball that became an even bigger worldwide sensation. The series follows the adventures of Goku, who grows from a boy to a man skilled in kung fu. Goku is a human-like alien who defends Earth from villains like Frieza.
I am the hope of the universe. I am the answer to all living things that cry out for peace.
And with his friends, he searches for magical orbs known as Dragon Balls to summon a dragon who grants wishes. The original story was inspired by a classical 16th century Chinese novel and Hong Kong martial arts films. Dragon Ball became a franchise, inspiring best-selling anime series and films and popular video games. There's a lot of Dragon Ball merch, even an electric car Toriyama designed. And the characters became folk heroes and references in hip-hop.
Like Goku, right in there, my
Toriyama's production company, Bird Studios, said in a statement that the artist had been in the middle of more creative work when he died. Fans around the world are mourning, with one tweeting, quote, "He taught us that we all have a Goku in us and a Frieza to overcome." Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.